Daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, four lines from the bottom of the page. We're actually going to have a lot of Pesach-related discussion in today's Daf. The Gemara is going to talk about why it is that we started eating the new grain when we came into Eretz Yisrael on the second day of Pesach. Does this relate to the Yisra of Chadash, or does it relate to the man? The fact that we had no need to eat the new grain because we had plenty of man still available to us up until that point. And the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about the man and about how long it lasted, and also about when Moshe Rabbeinu died and when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And we're going to prove how we know when he died and when he was born. The Gemara is going to discuss that the Chadash applies everywhere, so it's a Kal V'Chomer that Orla and Klayim apply everywhere, even though because there are three specific qualities that we would be able to derive a Kal V'Chomer from, that Chadash is more Kal in, and the Orla and Klayim are more Chamor. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about how Shemitah Ksafim only started when we entered Eretz Yisrael, but even so, it applies everywhere in the world. Most of the things that only start when we enter Eretz Yisrael apply only in Eretz Yisrael. And even though the word Ba'aretz appears in the Pasuk about freeing slaves at Yovel, that also applies even in Chutz La'aretz. And then the Gemara is going to discuss Chadosh and Chutz La'aretz and Orla and Chutz La'aretz, whether they're Da'oraisa or Drabbanan and Klayim and Chutz La'aretz. Those are the three mitzvahs that we compare with each other. Chadosh, Orla, and Klayim, do they apply in Chutz La'aretz mi Da'oraisa or mi Drabbanan? So let us begin. We left off at Bishlam Laman Diyomar. So the Gemara goes back now to discuss Machlokas that we had yesterday between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. When the Torah says Moshav, what does that mean? Does it mean the Kol Makom Shatim Yoshvim, that this mitzvah applies wherever you may be on earth, anywhere, even outside of Eretz Yisrael? Or does Moshev mean La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva, that it's something that applies in Eretz Yisrael after Yerusha V'Yeshiva? So says Gemara, Bishlam Alamad Yamar Moshev Kol Makom Shatim Yoshvim Mashma, if you say Moshev means anywhere in the world, then it makes sense that it says that when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they ate from the Tvua Chadasha, they ate from the new grain that grew there only on the day after the first day of Pesach, meaning only starting Tes Zayin Nisan, the second day of Pesach. That they only ate at Mimachras HaPesach, but before that they didn't eat from it, even though Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan, which is, I guess, there is our Daf Yomi coincidence. Today is the 10th day of Nisan. So even though they came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan, they didn't eat from the Tvua Chadasha that grew there until Machras Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. So Alma Ikra Vomer V'Hadar Achul. So it seems that the reason for this is, the reason they didn't eat until that point is, they had to wait for the Karban Omer to be brought, and then they ate from the new grain. But they weren't able to eat from it beforehand, because it was Aser with an Isser Chadash, which already began as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael. But if you're going to say that whenever it says Moshev, the din only applies la'achar Yerusha v'Yeshiva. So not only does that mean that it's a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz, it means it didn't start right away. That's what the words fundamentally mean. That it didn't start right away. That they had to wait 14 years before this mitzvah began. That it's only after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Nechli alter. Well, why don't they eat right away? Why didn't they just eat from the new grain as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, if it's Lach Yerusha V'Yeshiva? So it says, more love it's Rishi. It's not that they couldn't. It's that they didn't need to. Tichsivu Bnei Yisrael Lach L'Asaman Abraham Shana Adboam El Eretz L'Shavis L'Asaman Achalu Adboam El Ktzei Eretz Kenan. That the Bnei Yisrael ate from the man until they had plenty of man, they ate from it until they came into Eretz Canaan. So says the Gemara, Eretz Noshevus is Eretz Yisrael, Ktzei Eretz Canaan is Ever Yarden. So l'chora, there's a steer in the pasuk. Eif Shalomar, you can't say that they ate from the man Ad Boam El Eretz Noshevus, because Shekvar Nemar already says afterwards Al Ktzei Eretz Canaan, that they ate from it until they got to Ktzei Eretz Canaan. Eif Shalomar El Ktzei Eretz Canaan, you can't say say they ate from it until they got to Kserik Sinai, Sharikvar Neemar, Ad Ba'achim Laretz Noshavas, because it says that they ate from it until they got to Aretz Noshavas. And again, Kserik Kinan is Aver Yardin, Aretz Noshavas is Aretz Yisrael. So which is it? Did they eat from the month until they got to Aver Yardin, until they got to Aretz Yisrael proper? So says Mar, HaKetzad, B'Shiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe, Pasuk Man Milerid. On the seventh day of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu died, and when he died, the month stopped. So that's when they were on Aver HaYarden, the month stopped falling. But Vayimistapkin Mimansha Bekleyem Ad Shishasa Benisan. But they still were able to eat from the month that they had left over in their Kalim, and that month that they took on the day on Shiva Ba'adar, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and they were able to sustain themselves with it until the 16th day of Nisan. So when the Pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael ate the month until Aver Yarden, it means that's when the month fell, until when the Pasuk says they ate from it until they came into Eretz Yisrael, that's when they actually ate from it, because that's when they actually had it still left in their possession, still in their kelim. So a couple of important things over here. First of all, Tosos. Ikrav Omer v'hadarachl. Tosos, a very important Tosos. Tosos writes, B'Yerushalmi Maksha, that the Yerushalmi raises the question, Lomalo achlu matzah mechadash, v'yavo asei d'barav tochlu matzah, v'yirchalos asei d'chadash. Let's assume, like the first possibility, that the reason they didn't eat the new grain in Eretz Yisrael until the second day of Pesach was because of the Isra of Chadash that already applied. But even with an Isra of Chadash, shouldn't they be allowed to eat matzah on the first day of Pesach from the new grain? Because after all, matzah is a mitzvah saseh, Chadash is a lo saseh. Whenever there's a conflict between an aseh and a lo saseh, aseh docha lo saseh. So let them eat matzah on the first day of Pesach, and let it be docha the Isra of Chadash. Umitarit stein aseh dekodem adibur, docha lo saseh la da'achar adibur. One possibility, Tosa says, is that an aseh that comes before the dibur, that comes before Kabbalah Satorah, is not going to be docha a lo saseh that first applied after Kabbalah Satorah. Matzah was something we already had in Mitzrayim, so the mitzvah of matzah is not going to be able to be docha the Isra of Chadash. Inami yesh lomer de gzer kzayis rishon atu kzayis sheni. Or Tosa says enoch inami, that first kzayis of matzah should be able to be docha the Isra of Chadash, but we still weren't allowed to eat that first kzayis of matzah gzera, lest we eat more than that first kzayis of matzah. The first kzayis is a mitzvah. You're going to say aseh dochalos aseh, but anything beyond that first kzayis is not a mitzvah. You're not going to say aseh dochalos aseh. So there's also an important maramakom in the sugya of mitzvah kiyumis of matzah. Apparently, beyond that first kazayis, yeah, it may be a mitzvah according to Rishonim, and certainly according to the Grav, and according to many Rishonim, it's a mitzvah, mitzvah kiyumis, but a mitzvah kiyumis is apparently not docha lo sasei, only a mitzvah chiyuvis is docha lo sasei. So Tosfos has this teretz that they asked because of this gezeira. The Rush writes that we find a very similar teretz in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Chaf Beis by Yevama, that's from Chayavei Lavin, like an Alman El Kohen Gadol, Mamzeres and Asina, something like that, that faces a situation of Yibum, that really the mitzvah sasei of Yibum should have been docha the lo sasei of whatever the chayavei lavin is in those circumstances, but they made an isser of bia rishona atu bia shnia, that only the bia rishona is a mitzvah sasei, so we're afraid that you're going to come to do the bia shnia as well. The bia shnia is a lo sasei. They made a gzera bia rishona atu bia shnia. In the Tshuvas Chidushi Arim, in Yerodeh in your test, Masipto of your quotes, he explains what Tosus means is based on the reason we make this gezera is really based on EF Shalat Samsim Bidei Adam, that we assume people can never get it 100% accurate. Meaning, what's a person going to do? A person wants to eat exactly one kezayis of matzah. It's not that he's going to be so in love with the matzah that he's going to want to eat more and that he's going to violate the Isser by eating more. No, he's going to try to eat exactly a kezayis, but very hard to measure what's exactly a kezayis. So if he eats less than a kezayis, he didn't do the mitzvah. So you're not going to be able to say aseh docha lo aseh, he just did the lo aseh. And if he eats more than a kezayis, well then anything beyond a kezayis is no longer the mitzvah, and he's going to be in violation of the lo aseh. So it's shnei tzadim le'isser, it's as if it's a rov le'isser, so it's also minatari. He may get it, he may nail it and get it exactly at a kezayis, and then in a chinami, we'd be happy to say aseh docha lo aseh, but he may not.
Dat, and we don't want to take the risk. The Mishnah Lemelech writes that Yesh Lachkor. He says Ilachora. The idea that Kol Yisrael Shabbatora Ein Lokan Alein Shalok Kederach Hanah. There's a halacha that that we don't get malchus on Yisurin when you enjoy them or you eat from them shalok ederech hana'ah in an abnormal way. So do you say that by mitzvah saseh as well? Meaning I'm not going to be in violation of macholos asuros if I eat something shalok ederech hana'ah. What about a mitzvah? Do I get the mitzvah of achilas matzah if I eat the matzah shalok ederech achilah? Or korban pesach, if I eat it shalok ederech hana'ah. Can one be yotze the mitzvah? Shaul Melech has a fascinating raya from this Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings. He has a raya from the fact that the Yerushalmi says, why didn't they just eat the matzah mechadash from the Tvoah Chadasha? Let the aseh of Berev Tochlu Matzos be docha, the los aseh of Achilles Chadash. And Yerushalmi says, no, kodim adibur and liachar adibur. But if you say shalok ederech hana'ah, you can be yotzi l'chiyuv. But shalok ederech hana'ah, you're not in violation of any iser, so then why didn't they just do that? They could have eaten matzah from the Tvoah Chadasha, shalok kederech hana'ah, then it would not have been a violation of the Yisr, and it would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Elamai, you see that shalok kederech is not even a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Rabbi Kiveger is docha this raya. Rabbi Kiveger says it could be that the pashas of the pasuk is that they didn't need at all mechadash, because the achilas shalok kederech hana'ah is asr midrabanan, so they didn't want to violate an isr drabanan, even though it's not a violation of the technical isr midaraisa, but it's still an Issa Drabanan. So they didn't want to, just like Kazayas Rishon Atu Kazayas Sheni, that's also only an Issa Drabanan. So what stopped them from eating more matzah was the fact that it's an Issa Drabanan, was not an Issa Daraisa. So that's all within the first answer of the Gemara, or the first understanding of the Gemara, that the reason they didn't eat the new grain was because of the Issa of Chadash. They had to bring the Omer before they eat the new grain. But then the Gemara said, no, maybe it was because they had plenty of mun. They still had mun left. Now the Ritva writes that one is not yotzei the chiyuv of matzah with mun, because the matzah has to be from chameshes haminim, and mun is not one of the chameshes haminim. So that's also an interesting discussion in the Achronim. What did they do on Pesach in the Midbar? How did they make matzah? Were they able to make matzah from the mun, because they had a mitzvah of achilas matzah ready? In order to, how were they yotzei that chiyuv? So the Imre David writes that they could not be yotzei the chiyuv with mun for several reasons. He says, first of all, the man was very sweet. The Gemara in Brachos says that dvash, that honey, is 1/60th of the sweetness of man. That's what the Gemara in Brachos says, nun zaynum beis. So even if they put mayim in it, if it's all honey, if it's so sweet, it would certainly not have tam matzah. That's what Magen Avraham writes in Tafresh Beis of Katan Vav, that it's like peros that are not machmitzin, and therefore it's no good. It wouldn't be good for matzah. So meaning it wouldn't be able to be bali dechimutz, even with mayim in it wouldn't be able to be bali dechimutz because of the sweetness of it. Second, he says it's matzah ashira, so you can't be yotze with matzah ashira. That's mishnah pesachim daf lamed ches. And third, he says that matzah has to be eaten for kol shiva. That you need matzah ruuyu l'shiva. That's what the Gemara discusses when it comes to using Chalus Toda and Rikike Nazir for matzah, that you need matzah ru'i l'shiva, you need matzah that theoretically could be eaten for 7 days, and you can't eat mun for 7 days because you weren't allowed to keep it, you weren't allowed to hang on to it for longer than that 1 day. So you can't be yotzei the chiyuv of matzah with mun because it's not ru'i l'shiva. So that's an interesting question. What did they do the whole time that they were in the midbar? How did they do matzah? They must have had some grain with them, because they couldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with the man. Just on another note. Based on this idea of the man, and that's how they sustained themselves right after they came into Eretz Yisrael, there's a well-known Hasidish minhag that in the Shabbos after Pesach, people put a key in their challah, or the original minhag, the Ohi Yisrael, the Abtu Rav, is the earliest source for the minhag, is the 19th century. It didn't come, we don't have any sources before the 19th century for this minhag, but the Ohi Yisrael says that the Shabbos after Pesach, the minhag, what miyamim kadmonim, is to be no kevin lechalos a tzura of a key, a tzura of a mafteach, and he says milig Yisrael torahi. So the way they explain it is that when Klal Yisrael ate from the man, from the Akravas HaOmer and on, they no longer ate the man, because Ve'ochlim Machros Pesach Me'avarar, it's our pasuk. The Gemara says Machros Pesach, they ate from the man, until afterwards they no longer ate from the man. So as soon as they started eating from the Tavos HaAretz, they needed Parnasa. Up until that point, they had the man, they were relying on Lechem in HaShemayim, but now they needed Lechem in HaAretz. And it's Yadua that everything, for every bracha in the world, there's a shar. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open Shari Parnasa. So based on the idea that it's Shari Parnasa, we make the image, there are those that make the image of a key on a challah. That's what the minig is based on. So okay, that's at least that's the way that it's explained. It's taken on a life of its own and different forms of the minig of putting a key in the challah and all this other these other things. But that's the chassidus minig that that people seem to latch onto, whether the chassidim or not, because people like minhagim that relate to parnasa. So okay, so it says the Gemara further now. So the Gemara had said that they ate the man until the 16th day of Nisan. Tanya idoch, we have another b'risa. Bnei Yisrael achlu asaman 40 shana, v'chi 40 shana achlu, v'al 40 shana chasa 30 yom achlu. Is it really true that they ate the man for 40 years? Didn't they eat the man for 40 years minus 30 days? Elam alcha, to tell you, ugo shotziu mimitzrayim tamu b'am tam man. Now, even before the man started falling, whatever they brought out of Mitzrayim with them, they tasted the tam man in what they brought with them out of Mitzrayim. Tanya idach, we have another brisa. Just by the way, the reason they had extra man in the kelim, the Brisk Rav points out, l'chor, it's very difficult that they had man for 30 days on the tail end. That Moshe Rabbeinu died in Zayin Adar, we said before, and the man lasted till Tesvav Nisan. The Brisk Rav says, l'chor, it's difficult because that's an Isser Daraisa. Pasuk says, l'yisum imenu ad boker. You're not allowed to leave the man over. So why were they allowed to do that? Why were they allowed to leave it until Tzayin Nisan? So he suggests that this lav was only knowing when the man was yored. As soon as the man stopped being yored, then this the isra to be mosir no longer applied. Because the whole isra, it makes sense that it should no longer apply. The whole isra was because they're supposed to have bitachon that the man was going to fall again tomorrow. But once it stopped falling, they were no longer supposed. We don't have to have bitachon that the man is going to fall tomorrow because it's not going to. We're not supposed to. That bitachon only applied when it was still falling, when it was still supposed to fall. Once the man was no longer supposed to be coming down, then there was no mitzvah of having the bitachon that it was going to fall the next day. If there's no mitzvah of having the bitachon, then there's no issur to leave over the man. That's how the Brisk Rav suggests. Also, it could be the Brisk Rav says that they left it over al pi adibur. It's a zeh dover shetziva Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and he allowed them to hang on to it for more than one day. So anyway, so says the Gemara further now, Tanya Idoch, another brisa, b'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe, u'b'shiva ba'adar nola, that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the seventh day of Adar, and he was also born on the seventh day of Adar. So there's a wholeness to his life, that he was born and died on the same date. Minayin shebeshiv ba'adar meis, how do I know Moshe Rabbeinu died on the seventh day of Adar? Shnemar v'yamashem Moshe ever Hashem. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Uksiv, it doesn't say a date. Uksiv, ayifku b'nei Yisrael, Moshe barvus Moshe 30 yom. But we do know that they sat there crying for him for an additional 30 days after he died. Uksiv, ayiachrei mos Moshe ever Hashem. And we know that immediately after Moshe Rabbeinu died and they were finished mourning for him, uksiv Moshe avdi meis v'atakumavar, that Yeshua was told, okay, time to go over the Yarden. Uksiv, ivr b'ker v'machna b'tzivu asa'am le'mar, hechinu lechem tzeda kibot 30 yom that as soon as Yeshua was told that you got to go over the Yarden, he went and started telling everybody, 3 more days, we're going to go in the Yarden in 3 more days. So Uksiv in the Pasuk says, and then it finally gives us a date. It tells us the date that they came, that they passed through the Yarden, is the 10th day of Nisan. And again, that is the ultimate Tafyomi coincidence, because that's today's date. The 10th day of Nisan, they came through the Yarden. So if you do the math backwards, if they cried for Moshe for 30 days, and then again. They were told 3 more days to go over the Arden. So Moshe Rabbeinu died 33 days before the 10th day of Nisan. Same in Shoshim Shoshim Yamim, Lemafreya, Halamad, Shebeshiva Ba'adar, Mes Moshe. So if you subtract 33 days, going backwards, so you see that on the 7th day of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Shulchan Aruch writes that the days that Tsaros happened for our forefathers that are Roy to be Misana on, Shulchan Aruch writes in Sim Tavkov Pei, amongst them is Zayin Adar, because Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. So it's a day that's appropriate to fast. So the post can discuss, okay, if one has that minute that they're going to fast on the yard side of Moshe Rabbeinu, do they fast on Zayin Adar Rishon or Zayin Adar Sheni in the Shanim Uberes? So in Yalkut Shimoni, there's Machlokas Tanaim about Moshe Rabbeinu's actual death. Rabbi Elazar Madai says it was Zayin Ba'adar Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer says it was Zayin B'Shvat. Rabbi Yeshua says it was Zayin Ba'adar. So the Achronim write that in our Gemara, it seems that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, because it says that B'sach HaKol, there were 33 days from the day Moshe Rabbeinu died until they crossed over the Yarden on Yud Nisan. So if that's the case, even if that year was a Shanim Uberes, like Rabbi Elazar Madai, nevertheless, his Petira must have been Zayin Adar Beis. Otherwise, it would be way more than 33 days in between. So based on that, those who are knowing to fast on the day Moshe Rabbeinu died, L'chora should fast on Zayin Adar Beis, because L'chora, the Yom Petira is Dafka 33 days. It's all Talium being 33 days before the 10th day of Nisan. However, the Tshuvas Ma'ariel, he says that the day that if a person has a yard site in Adar, he should always fast in Adar Aleph. And he says, Ani eni kedai lachria, I can't really be machria the shayla, but l'charu we could bring a raya from Petirus Moshe Rabbeinu, that we fast in the first Adar. Because those days that we fast Adar, he says, lest you say that the Maisa was a Shanim Uberes, and that he died Berishon, and that's why we fast in the first Adar. He says, no, we know that it happened in the second Adar, because the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu was also Adar Asamach L'Nisan. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, says that we count 3 days from the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth until Vav Sivan, which is 3 months from the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth until Vav Sivan, which is Matan Torah. So according to Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Adar Rishon was the day of his birth. So the day of his death must have been Adar Hasamach L'Nisan, but it must have been Adar Rishon as well. There must have not been an Adar Sheni that year. So there's a big discussion. What do we learn from this case of Moshe Rabbeinu? Does one observe the yard site in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? The Truma Sedeshin writes, someone who wants to fast on the day Moshe Rabbeinu died should do it in Adar Rishon. And he brings Rayas, and he says that the Gemara Megillah says that all mitzvahs are nogos by Adar Sheni to be Somech Gulas Shusha and to Gulas Mitzrayim, which was in Nisan. But on the day of Petirus Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to say Gu'ula L'Gu'ula, we fast. It's a fasting thing. So that would go in Mavir and Alamitzvahs, you'd go back to Adar Rishon. Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Sim Tavkov Samaches, that if a person has a yard site in Adar, and then it comes to Shanim Beres, he should fast in Adar Sheni. And the Rama says Yesh Omrim Adar Rishon, unless the person died in the Shanim Beres and died in Adar Sheni, only then would you observe the outside in Adar Sheni. Okay, says Gemara, Minayin Shebishim Abadin Nolan Moshe. And how do I know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 7th day of Adar? We know that he died on the 7th day of Adar. How do I know he was born on the 7th day of Adar? So Shenemar Vayomer Aleihem Ben Me'a Ve'Ashem Shana Anochi Hayom La'uchal Ol Datzeis Lava. Moshe Rabbeinu says, on the day of his death, I am 120 years old today. Why does he have to say Hayom? Matam Lomar Hayom. Milam Shakurish Baruch Yoshev Malish Hosem Shal Tzadikim Miyom Liyom Michodesh Lachodesh. You see from there that Hakadosh Baruch Hu fills the years of the Tzadikim from day to day, from month to month, that they live full years. Ben Yoyada says it's strange. The Gemara says when it says that he was born and that he died on the 7th day of Adar, that's the way it should have said. It should have said he was born on the 7th day of Adar and he died on the 7th day of Adar. That's not what it says. It says, B'shev B'Adar Meis Moshe, U'B'shev B'Adar Nolad. Why does it mention his death before his birth? You would think that the birth would come first. So Ben Yoyada suggests that because the Yom HaMisa is Godol Miyom HaLeda by Tzadikim, so there's an Indian of Yartzeit by Tzadikim, that the Yom HaDi'ilula, it's considered that the Yom HaMisa is where his life's mission becomes complete, so it's considered even greater than the Yom HaLeda, based on Rizal. The Gemara says in Chulin, Gedolim Tzadikim B'Misasam Yosem Yubachayehem. So it could be that the Yom HaMisa is a greater celebration. mentioned. And also he says in the name of his son, Rabbi Yaakov, Ben Yoyada quotes, that since the source for Yom HaMisa, and this is the more Pashup shot, the source for Yom HaMisa is directly from Pasuk, meaning the actual date we only really know for Yom HaMisa because it says, B'yud Nisan, Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Yom HaLeda is on Zayin Adar, that we only know from the fact that we already know that Yom HaMisa is on Zayin Adar. So we first have to establish Yom HaMisa in order to know when the Yom HaLeda actually, when the Yom HaLeda actually is. But there is this notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mimali Shnoseim Shel Tzadikim. So all the Achronim wonder, how can we see so many Tzadikim that don't die on their birthday? That it's Echad Mitoch Elef that dies on Yom Shenolad? I would bet it's not Echad Mitoch Elef. I would bet it's like Echad Mitoch about 354 that die on their birthday. So in the Divrei Shaul, he says, based on what the Gemara says in Yevamos, that if a person is Zoche, they're Mosifim Loshanim. So this idea that he dies only on his birthday is only if he dies Bizman HaKatzav on the day that he was supposed to die from when he was born, on the day that he was originally destined to die. So then it's Miyom Liyom. But if he gets added extra years, then that could happen at any point, however much time is added to his life. That's what the Achronim suggest. Why it is that we find Tzadikim, you don't have to assume that if someone dies on a day that's not their birthday, you don't have to assume that that means that they're not a Tzadik. Okay, says the Gemara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the years of Tzadikim. I stopped right in the middle of the sentence. Miyom Liyom B'chodesh Chodesh Shenemar Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei, that I'll complete the Mispar Yamecha, the number of your days. Tanya, Shimon Yichayomer, Shalosh Mitzvot and Savi Sol B'Knisas and La'aretz. There were three mitzvot that the Jewish people were commanded when we came into Eretz, when we came into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara doesn't identify them explicitly right now, but they are the mitzvah of Chadash, the mitzvah of Orla, and the mitzvah of Klayim. So V'Nohagos Bein Baretz Bein B'Chutz La'aretz. All three of these mitzvot, Chadash, Orla, and Klayim, apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. V'Hu Adin She'Yinagu, and they should apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Uma Chadash She'Eini Suru Yisraelim. Because if you think about it, if Chadash, which is not going to be Usher forever, Ve'eni Suru Isra'na, and it's also not meaning why is Chadash not Usher forever? It's only through the 16th day of Nisan. Once you get past 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, Chadash becomes Mutter. And Ve'eni Suru Isra'na, and Chadash is not Usher Ba'na, it's only Usher Ba'achila. And V'yesh Heter Li Suru, and even on the 16th day of Nisan, there's a way to find the Heter if you bring the Karban Omer. As soon as the Karban Omer is brought, there's Heter Li Suru of Chadash. So knowing Bein Baretz Bein B'Chutz La'aretz, even though it has all of these kulas, still it applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. So Kalayim, when it comes to Kalayim, Sheisurin Yisraelam, which is something that's Aser forever. There never comes a point where the Isur of Kalayim goes away. The Isur in Isra'na, and the Isur is an Isra'na'a. And vein heter li surin, and there's no heter to the isra of klayim. So in odin she nugu bein be'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So for sure should apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. So v'hu adin la'arla b'shtayim, and by arla you could say that kal v'chomer on two out of the three things, that it's ein isuru isra olam, but it is an isra hana by arla, but it's also in lo heter b'tochi be'isuru, that arla is not an isra olam. After 3 years, it's the isra is going to go away, so that's why it's not an isra olam. But the other two still do apply, that it is an isra hana, and there is no heter l'isuro. So you should make that same kal v'chomer at least by the other two. There's a discussion in the Achronim whether there's an isra schora on Chadash. Are you allowed to do business with Chadash? In general, you're not allowed to do business with Ma'achalos Hasuros. So if Shturmbach has a tshuva in Chel Beisim, Shin Sadivav of Tshuvas V'Hanagos, where he says it seems that it's a davar pashut, that there's no isra schora on Chadash, because we have an Isra of Schar by Nevelos of Trefus, because their Isra is an Isra Olam. But Chadash is going to become Mutter. How can you make an Isra of Schar that you can't even do business with something that eventually will become Mutter anyway? So he says, since it's anyway going to become Mutter, it's not an Isra Olam. That quality is what makes it that the Torah never makes an Isra Schar, or Chazal never made an Isra Schar. And he proves it from the fact that we don't find that people refrain from Schar before Pesach, because it's still, there's still an Isra Chadash. Jewish people still do schara with grain, and they always did. So there's no plus. He says the issur schara by nevelus and trefas is only because nevelus and trotsim, these kinds of things, are asr machmas miusam. They're asr because on some level we consider them to be disgusting. We'll see tamu behem the Torah asrs them. When it comes to chadash, it's not asr machmas mius. It's just that you have to wait. Sometimes the Torah tells us that you need a little bit of patience. So that's why the issur of chadash doesn't have an issur schara. There's a tshuva of Vazner has where he's not convinced, where he thinks that it might have an issur schara. But okay, that's the discussion that some of the achronim have. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Lazar Rav Shimon says, follow the mitzvah of Mishkav Yisrael, kodem kinisas al na'aretz, na'agos bein baretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was given before we entered into Eretz Yisrael applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Liachar Knisas La'aretz, any mitzvah that only applied after we entered Eretz Yisrael, Einu Nohages El Ba'aretz, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Min Ashmatas Ksafim V'Shiluach Avadim, except for Ashmatas Ksafim, the mitzvah of Shmitas Ksafim, that Shmitah year cancels the loans, and Shiluach Avadim, sending out Avadim in Yovel. Sha'afal Pishin Stavu Aleim Liachar Knisas La'aretz, even though these mitzvahs only began to apply after we entered Eretz Yisrael, Nohagas Bein Baretz Bein B'Chutz La'aretz, still these mitzvahs apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara is going to analyze each of these two examples, Hashmatas Ksafim and Shiluach Avadim. Pnei Yeshua wonders, l'chor, this klal that he says, that kol mitzvah shenitztavu Yisrael, all mitzvahs we had before we entered Eretz Yisrael are noeg everywhere. And all mitzvahs that we have after we enter Eretz Yisrael are only in Eretz Yisrael. Pnei Yeshua says, l'chora, this klal by mitzvah shenestavu l'achar k'nisas in l'aretz is really lav davka. Because Hakavasi Ilan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is going to say later on, we learn from the Pasuk that even though it's a Chavas Karka and it should not apply in Chutz La'aretz, nevertheless it is knowing Bein Baretz Bein B'Chutz La'aretz. And it sounds like no one disagrees with that, because there's no Machlokas Tanaim on that din. So how could Rabbi Yochanan be Cholik Darshan from Pasuk to be Mechayev Hakavasi Ilan Chutz La'aretz? I argue against Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. So no, you have to say is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon's Klal is not an all out Klal, meaning the Gemara has an expression we just said recently that Ein Lemeidim in a Klal. That you can't learn from klalos even when it gives exceptions to the klalos. Sometimes we're going to say klal and we make it sound like, oh, this is the rule, this is always the rule, but it's not really. It's not really always the rule. It's usually the rule. That's what we said when it comes to kamitz shazman grama nashim peturos. Not really. The women are not part of from all mitzvot shazman grama. Many mitzvot shazman grama women are part of from. It's the default rule until you have a drasha that tells you otherwise. So here also, this is the default rule, but there may be drashas that tell us otherwise. But anyway, we did list two specific exceptions: shmitas ksafim and Shiluach Avadim. So says Mara, Shmatas Ksafim, Chobos Hagufi. Shmitas Ksafim is a Chobos Haguf, it's not a Chobos Karka at all. So Rashi explains, Gemara is asking that since it's Chobos Haguf, we were Lechor and Nitztava before we entered Eretz Yisrael. Even in the Midbar, this would have been Noeg. So why are we saying that Shmitas Ksafim is an exception to the rule that we only got the mitzvah of Shmitas Ksafim after coming into Eretz Yisrael? And that's why it's a Chiddush that it still applies in Chutz La'aretz, even though we only got it when we came into Eretz Yisrael. Who says we only got it when we came into Eretz Yisrael? We must have gotten it before. It's a Chavas Aguf. Tosas raises the question, how can you say that Hashmatas Ksafim was Noeg B'Midbar? The Din Shmitas was only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. We're going to see that in the Gemara. So the Marsha doesn't understand Tosas Kasha. The Gemara might have been, by Yerusha V'Yeshiva was talking about Shmitas Karka, not Shmitas Ksafim. So the Gemara over here is asking about Shmitas Ksafim, that L'chor is a Chavas Aguf, and applies even before. Also, you could have said that even on the Brisa that we're about to bring, when it comes to Yerusha V'Yeshiva, the Gemara asked that Shmitas Ksafim is a Chavas Aguf. Why isn't that Noeg after Yerusha V'Yeshiva? So the Marsha just points out that in Tosas Yishanim, he doesn't bring this Kasha on Rashi, this Kasha on Rashi's explanation. But so Pasha says Rashi's Pshat is the simple Pshat in the Gemara, that it's a Chavas Aguf, it must have applied beforehand. It says, well, lo nitzracha ela licha ditanya. No, we need it for the following Braisa. Ditanya, Rebbe Yomer, v'zeh dvar ha-shmita shmo, that the Pasuk uses a double expression of shmita. So b'shtei shmita sakas medaber, it's teaching us that there's a connection between the two types of shmitas. Acha shmitas karka v'acha shmitas ksafim. Shmitas karka and shmitas ksafim. And it teaches as follows, what's the link between shmita of karka and shmitas ksafim? Bizman shata meshamit karka, ata meshamit ksafim. Bizman shiata meshamit karka, iata meshamit ksafim. We only apply shmitas karka when there is shmitas ksafim. In a time period where there's no shmitas karka, we only apply shmitas ksafim when there is shmitas karka. In a time that there's no shmitas karka, there's also no shmitas ksafim. So Mela, Klal Yisrael was not knowing shmitas ksafim before we came into Eretz Yisrael because there was no shmitas karka. The Rambam writes in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Shmita Yovel, umidivrei sof from shetei shmitas ksafim nohegas bezman hazeh bekal makom, vafal pi shein hayovel noeh kedei shelo tishtakach torah shmitas ksafim miYisrael. That nowadays we observe shmitas ksafim midrabanan, so that we don't, because there's no yovel anymore, and it's just so that we don't forget the notion of shmitas ksafim. So that's what the Rambam writes. Shmitas ksafim is only midrabanan bezman hazeh, because it's connected to the system of Shemitah v'Yovel, and we don't have Yovel anymore. So, frankly, more v'ema b'makom shata m'shamim karka ata m'shamim k'safim b'makom shenata m'shamim karka ata m'shamim k'safim. How do you know the link is between the time period, that during a time when we have Shemitah's karka, we have Shemitah's k'safim? Maybe the link between Shemitah's karka and Shemitah's k'safim is about location, that only in Eretz Yisrael where we have Shemitah's karka, we should have Shemitah's k'safim, but Chutzlars that doesn't have Shemitah's karka shouldn't have Shemitah's k'safim. Maybe that should be the drasha. Tamalomer kikara shmita l'Hashem mikal makom. Now there's a phrase in the pasuk that seems to imply that shmita applies mikal makom, that it's going to apply everywhere. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos, Lo Sasei Reish Lamed, that shmitas ksafim ein chayavim b'minatara ele be'eretz Yisrael, ve'ez shetia shem shmitas karka b'yovel. But midrabanan yechayiv b'kol makom b'kol zman. So the Achronim wonder, what on earth is he talking about? He says that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, that the Ar Gemara says explicitly not that way, that midaraisa, it applies everywhere, it applies even in the Chutz Laretz on a daraisa level. So that's an interesting discussion in the Achronim relating to that Rambam. What the Rambam would say for him is why he thinks it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, it's beferish against Ar Gemara. Shiluach Avadim, the other exception to the rule we said was Shiluach Avadim. So frankly, Gemara Chovas Hagufi, Shiluach Avadim is also a Chovas Haguf. So what do you mean it only applies when we came into Eretz Yisrael? That applied even before Lechora we came into to Eretz Yisrael. So the Tosa says the Kasha differently. Tosa says, no, the Kasha is that we didn't, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon didn't have to say that Shiluach Avadim is knowing in Chutz Laretz. Okay, Einoch Hinami, it only applied when you came into Eretz Yisrael because it only applies when you have Yovel. Meaning that's they couldn't apply prior to coming into Eretz Yisrael. But obviously it's not a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. That's what we're asking, that it's a chavos haguf. So obviously even though it only applied when we came into Eretz Yisrael, obviously it's something that's going to apply in every location on earth. So it says more now, Salkatai dechamina holoksiv across from Dror ba'aretz, Baritz in Bechutz Laretz Lo. I might have thought that since the pasuk when it talks about Shiluach Avadim says Ukrasim Dror Baritz, you should declare liberty in the land, L'chol Yashveha. That's the pasuk on the Liberty Bell. So that's why it says Baritz in, but in Chutz Laretz it would not apply. So you would think it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Tamal Omar Yoveli Mikol Makom. That's why it says Yoveli everywhere. That it applies everywhere. Imkein Matamal Omar Baritz. So if it applies everywhere, why does it say Baritz? So Bizman Shahadror Noeg Ba'aretz Noeg B'chutz La'aretz. When Dror is Noeg Ba'aretz, when we let out Avadim, we let them free, and this liberty is declared in Eretz Yisrael, then it's Noeg B'chutz La'aretz as well. But Ein Dror Noeg Ba'aretz Einu Noeg B'chutz La'aretz. But if Dror is not being Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, then it's not Noeg in Chutz La'aretz either. Okay, Tanan Asam says the Mishnah, Chadash Asam Min HaTorah B'kol Makom, Chadash Asam Min HaTorah everywhere. Arla halacha, an arla being usher is only halacha. It's not what we are labeling as min haTorah. It's only halacha. We'll see what that means. Vaklayim midivrei sofrim, and klayim is usher midivrei sofrim, which means midrabanan. So it says where my halacha, when the Mishnah says that arla is usher nechutz laretz halacha, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel hilchsa medina. It means that the chiyuv arla peros chutz laretz is not mikra. Then it's a minhag that they observed in Chutz Laretz Mimachmir. Ulam Rabbi Yochanan Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. No, it means that it's a din d'oraisa, that it's halacha halach l'moshe misinai. Amalei ula l'rabiu the bishlam l'didi da'amina halach l'moshe misinai. Hainu d'shani lan bein safek arla l'safek klayim. If you say it's halach l'moshe misinai, then it makes sense that that we're more machmir on safek arla than we are in safek klayim, because it's a din d'araisa, d'tanan, like what the Mishnah says, safek arla. If you have a safek, whether something is asr by arla, you don't know if 3 years passed from the time this tree was planted or not, and you want to go and get fruits. So ba'ar it's asr, in Eretz Yisrael, if you have a safek, it's asr. Besuria, in the makamos asmuchim of Eretz Yisrael, mutar, you're allowed to buy these fruits that were already picked. Ubechutz la'aretz, and chutz la'aretz yorid v'lokeach. You're even allowed to go into the pardes and take it and buy it. It's mutter to tell the balabais to pick the fruits for you. Ubevash lo yirenu loke. As long as you don't see the mocher at the time that he's being malaked the peros from the trees that are vaday arla, so you're allowed to rely on something that's for sure mutter v'ligabe klayim tnan keremanatu yarek v'yarek hanimkar chutzalo. If you have a vineyard that's planted with vegetables and there are vegetables being sold right outside, but aretz aser and aretz sol it's aser b'surya mutter and surya it's mutter ubechutz laaretz yorid v'loke. The balabais could go and pick for you from that vineyard, as long as you don't go do it yourself. So you see that, or we're more machmir and safek arla, so then safek klayim el didach. But if you say that it's only a minig, nisni ozev zeh yorid v'lokeach, ozev zeh yorid v'lokate. The din should be the same by both sveikos, both by safek arla and by safek klayim. So we'll leave it at that kasha right now. Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with that tomorrow.